Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
We were talking about the Ravens offense. I don't know what this big thing is. Like, oh my God, they struggled in Minnesota. And like, they just took what the Vikings gave them. And if you listen to what Ken McCusick said yesterday, it's the most pressure he's ever seen from a team that he's graded in a Ravens game ever. Like, they were sending 5.2 players per play. And I understand, it's like, how do they send 0.2? It's an average, guys, obviously. But like, think about it. If you took every play, that means they're sending at least five on every single play. Like Brian said,
yes,
he was blitzing because there's going to be times where they send four or they drop back in coverage. Just imagine how many guys, like you think about cover zero. If you got three or four guys going out on a route, I mean, you're sending seven or eight every single time.
Yep.
Depending on the, you know, the type of offensive package you have set up. But I'm not worried about the offense at all. And the Browns have a good defense. But it's the same thing that we see from them. The offense, the defense is going to play well through the first quarter and a half. And then you're going to start to say, oh, they've been out there for a while. Time of possession's a bitch. I think the Ravens go in, they get the win. I don't know that it's going to be like puffy pants, 37-10. I wouldn't be shocked. But either way, I think they win the game. I don't know that I would, as from a betting standpoint, that I would take them to cover. But I think this team is going to go in and score some points in Cleveland.
I do too. Why wouldn't you? I mean, although Cleveland's defense is pretty damn good. I will give them that. But that's kind of held them in most of the season.
But their offense is so bad that I think they put them in bad positions, short fields.
Short fields, yeah.
And then again, leave them out there for too long.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. The problem, the only issue I have right now, I think the Ravens are a much better football team. The problem is the offensive line play has been so poor. And Cleveland's defense is good. And, you know, you do have a rather good pass rusher there.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a problem.
Well, I mean,
Miles Garrett is just otherworldly.
He had five sacks in a game.
I know.
And he said, I'd give up every one of those damn sacks for a win. And then everybody wants to go, well, you took the bag.
Yeah.
Put that much money in front of you and see what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a...
I don't blame him for that.
I don't either. But again, I like to think that I would go, yeah, that's a lot of money over there, and that's a better organization. I'd rather be there.
Yeah.
But at some point, the Browns have to figure it out, right?
I would do that because, as you know, I've taken less money to be in a better position here and in my last life. And because, you know, being happy at work is important. And, you know, being on a bad football team, I feel – and guys like Miles Garrett, Joe Thomas, maybe, you know, one of the best left tackles to play the game, never had to sniff the championship.
And it sucks, too, because, like, you're graded – especially if you're a quarterback, but you're graded so much on how you do in the postseason and not what you and this is where I get into this and this win-loss stuff and how people, yes, championships should add to what you're doing, but it doesn't take away from an individual player in a team sport. You can't do it all. I mean, quarterbacks can only play half of the game.
Particularly in football.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, that's why I get into this win-loss thing. It's like, okay, tennis, boxing, makes sense, right? Makes sense. You're the only one out there.
Yes. Those are the sports that make sense.
MMA, I mean, you could start thinking about different sports where it makes sense to give wins and losses.
But football, particularly, because you know, they're not on the field half the time. So there's that. I mean, even in basketball, first of all, there's 22 guys in a football field. In basketball, there's five. If one or two or three of them, you win a championship usually, or you're in it. It's like, and you play both sides. You play offense and defense. You're always on the court. You know, if you play for the Knicks, you're on the court more than the whole game. It's ridiculous, but it's like, so I don't really understand how they can do this in football where, well, you never won a championship. You play for a crappy team. Like, and if you're, and if you're an elite player, that's exactly where you're going. You know, where, it's so dumb when people start talking about this, because who, if you're drafted 1-1, how good was that team?
Yeah. I mean, right? that's why you're getting picked up top. Or you just have one of these anomaly years where somebody gets hurt. Like with the Celtics winding up with the pick to get Larry Bird, you know, after winning championships and being a dominant team, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, you look around at, you know, Myles Garrett. He was 1-of-1, right?
Yeah.
He went to the Browns. There was, of course he did.
In his draft, there was no doubt who should go 1.
Right.
He was that good at A&M.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All right, let's go. Daryl's in Baltimore. Daryl, what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, what's up, Jeremy?
What's up? You out working today?
Yeah, man. I'm out here on the road right now.
Just truck driver, Ed.
Yeah, just doing my thing.
Good stuff.
Hey, how you doing, Ed?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We got to talk some boxing sometime, man. I know you're a big boxing guy, man.
Call in anytime.
Yeah, both, Jeremy, both like boxing, it. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm one guy on the show older than you. So me.
Thanks, I think. But,
yeah, but the Ravens on Sunday, I just, you know, right now, they don't have to score a lot of points against, I don't think they're going to have to score a lot of points against Cleveland. Just basically just get in the 20s and let the defense do it, because Cleveland's offense is so bad. So I don't think they have to. I do worry about the offensive line a little bit. But, you know, but I think if they just play a good sound game, just get the win and move on to the next game, man. You know, that's the way I'm looking at it right now with them.
Before you hang up,
go ahead.
My age or older, is it, what do you think of Sonny Liston?
Sonny Liston?
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying, man.
Terrifying. He was. He was the scariest man ever to put on gloves.
The damn shame he died of a heroin overdose?
Yeah.
And he was afraid of needles?
Yeah, afraid of needles.
But the man was afraid of needles. So
yeah.
I
yeah. He would panic at blood tests before his fights. Yeah.
Was he your favorite fighter?
Pretty much. Him and Tyson, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.